USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Claiming the color of one's skin is the deciding factor with Texas' new Voting Rights Act. Attorney General Merrick Garland's Department of Justice sued Texas over a redistricting map Monday, saying the plans discriminate against voters in the state's Latino and Black populations. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
As the Supreme Court has observed, a core principle of our democracy is that, quote, voters should choose their representatives, not the other way around.
It should be noted a Supreme Court ruling said states no longer need to have the Justice Department scrutinize the maps before they are approved. In nature, objects have no straight lines. So when a cube appeared in the distance of a Chinese rover on the far side of the moon, it caught the attention of scientists working on the U-2-2 rover mission. The object is located about 260 feet or 80 meters from the rover's current location, and they say it will take U-2-2 around 2 to 3 months to reach it. We are USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the Supreme Court ruled the Biden administration illegally remove the Remain in Mexico immigration policy, the highest court in the land demanded the Biden administration reinstate Remain in Mexico policy. Mexico recently reapproved the policy and is being reinstated along the border.
To slow down the amount of illegal immigrants coming across the U.S.-Mexico border, the Biden administration has reinstated the Remain in Mexico policy, which makes illegals await decisions on their immigration cases in Mexico. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety joins Fox News and says the Biden administration should have acted sooner.
This is something that should have been done at the beginning of the year, but we're almost a year into this border crisis, and there has been no action taken upon the federal government to try to curb or deter or stop this border crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for being there, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As newly released satellite photos reveal Russia is massing a military force on the border with Ukraine, can President Biden deter Russian leader Vladimir Putin from invading their neighbor? It should be noted, Vice President Biden watched as Putin invaded most of Crimea with little or no repercussions in 2014.
As tensions run high between the United States and Moscow, the Biden administration is growing concerned about a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. This comes as new U.S. intelligence reports that the Kremlin has drafted plans for a military offensive involving an estimated 175,000 troops as early as next year. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, reacts to the most recent intelligence reports.
It's looking more and more like Vladimir Putin intends to redraw another border by force. The escalation of Putin's ongoing war against Ukraine is an immediate threat to Ukraine's sovereignty and to the security of its people.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Weather Service in Honolulu said Monday night, heavy rain in Hawaii has left parts of the state under the threat of significant and life-threatening flooding, with some areas already tallying more than a foot of rain over a 48-hour span. The western Hawaiian islands are under a flash flood watch through Tuesday afternoon, and a flash flood warning was in effect Monday night for Oahu, the most populated of the islands and home to the capital of Honolulu. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.